with today's top stories. I'm Tonata Kadila. Local renewable energy company InnoSun says it's working to go beyond the country's goal of a 70% clean energy mix by 2030. Partner Nangula Gengos told Future Media News that the company is expanding solar and wind projects to support national energy independence and make power more affordable for all.
One, harnessing our marine resources to produce electricity. With solar, there's, of course, the need for a base load. Using the marine resources, in other words, the waves, they're constantly moving. Then we moved on to another thematic area, creating biofuels, and that is from algae. So you harness the algae from the ocean again, and then you create these ponds that give you the CO2 that you need, in fact, to produce the e-methanol. And the e-methanol is what's used in our vessel ships. Our third thematic area would be for clean cooking. It's the one product that I feel would benefit the Namibian people. We exchange the fossil fuels that we traditionally use for cooking and we replace them with this clean cooking with green hydrogen.
The Electoral Commission of Namibia has launched a campaign to inform voters about upcoming elections, focusing on registration as well as voting, and is encouraging young and first-time voters to participate. ECN spokesperson David Siluka.
The supplementary registration of voters will start from the 4th of August until 19th of August. And the second key statutory date is the commencement of nomination period, which starts on 26 September 2025. And the third statutory activity is the nomination of candidates, and that will be 14 October 2025 will be for independent candidates, and then followed by public sitting by returning officer. And then 16 October will be for political parties, and that will also be followed by public sitting by the returning officer.
The Kenyan government has ordered television and radio stations to immediately stop broadcasting protests today, marking a year since massive anti-government demonstrations. The Communications Regulatory Authority of Kenya said live coverage of the protests was in breach of constitutional rules. Protesters are marking a year since the peak of demonstrations over the economy that saw at least 60 people killed by security forces. And U.S. President Donald Trump will discuss the war in Ukraine with his Ukrainian counterpart, President Volodymyr Zelensky, at the NATO summit underway in the Netherlands, Ross Cullen reports.
President Trump's appearance here at the NATO summit comes amid controversy in the U.S. over a leaked Pentagon report on the strikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, and he doubled down on media reporting the leak, calling several TV networks, quote, scum. Donald Trump says he was looking forward to a meeting with Ukraine's president, which comes after criticism by the U.S. leader of Vladimir Putin, calling on the Russian president to mediate on the war, which the U.S. president says he was hopeful of making progress on. The key focus for the NATO countries at this year's summit is to agree to raise national spending on defense to at least 5% of GDP. Ross Cullen, The Hague.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.